We're doing the story, Sefer HaMasiyot, we're doing the story of that Talmud Chacham who asked to be revealed who would be his neighbor in the world to come, and he was told that the butcher would be, and he was very upset by it, and they told him, what are you so upset for? You know, he's done some great deeds that you can't even imagine, the average person couldn't do them, and he's got such a great level in the world to come. So the next morning he got up and he went to the butcher, he went to his shop, and he sat with him and he said, can you do me a favor? I want you to know what you do, what's your kindness in the world. So the butcher sees the rabbi, he says, my master, you see my job? Well, whatever I make, I give half to charity and half I use for my own home. So he says, a lot of people give more charity than that. What did you do that's so exceptional that no one else could do like that? So the butcher was silent for a long time, and finally he said, my master, I remember something that I did a number of years ago. So the rabbi asked him, what is that? So he says, I was working and a caravan of pagans passed by, and they had many people that they took to sell in the slave market. And they had a lot of captives. Among them was a young girl who was weeping bitterly. So I asked her, why are you crying so bitterly? And she says, master, I'm a Jewess, and I'm scared that they'll take me out of the Jewish people. And I was hoping to be among Jews where hopefully I'd be redeemed. And when I heard her, I felt bad, and I said, you be quiet, and believe me, I'll redeem you. And I went to the captives, and I said to her, and I said, I want to buy her, and I bought her with a lot of money. And I paid more than I really had. I paid more money than I had. And she was 12 years old. I brought her home. I took care of her. I raised her. And I had an only son who was 21 years old. And when the time came, I spoke to him in private. And I explained to him, and I said appeasing words to him. And I said, take my advice and do what I tell you. Fulfill my desire so that things will be good to you in this world and the world to come. And my son said, whatever you say, Dad. And I said, I want you to marry this girl, and I'll make you guys excellent clothing and jewelry. And he says, fine, whatever you think is right. And I was very happy. So I prepared everything they would need. And I prepared everything from the shoestring they would need. Everything I prepared for their wedding. And I made a great meal, and I made a great wedding. And I invited everyone. And all the poor people of the city, I invited, and I sat them together with the wealthy so that they wouldn't be embarrassed. And I gave everyone delicious food, and everyone was eating and drinking and happy, except for one table that wasn't eating anything. And I said, brothers, why aren't you eating? Is there something wrong with what I've served? And they said, God forbid, we've never saw such a good meal. But there's one man sitting at this table, and he's all upset, and it's hard for us to eat, because there's a guy sitting at the table weeping bitterly. So I took his hand, I took him outside, and I said, brother, why are you so upset? Why are you making everyone sad? What's wrong? Why are you upset? Tell me what's wrong. If you have a debt, so I'll help you out. If you need a loan, I'll lend you. And the man says, I have no debt, I don't need a loan. I'm crying because of the girl that's about to marry your son. She's from this city, and he tells him the name. And we'll pick up here next time.